214-520. Help.
Bunch of P1 creepers.
The Hardline Helpline.
Downloading ACC the Hardline content. Helpline. Trying to find her. Oh, yeah. He's dead.
Brought to you by
Milestone AC Heating, Plumbing, Electrical, and more.
All right. So we had an unfortunate call the other day from a gentleman that entered the Dunham Zone, which is bad bathroom zone, and he's got twin one-year-olds. And he was on the road, and he did not know how to approach his impending disaster, whether or not to bring the one-year-olds into a Flying J commode scene.
Yeah, and let them crawl around on the floor of a handicap stall.
Right. Or just strap them in the car and give them a bag of peanuts and run inside and do your duty.
All right.
There is no good answer to this.
Now, if they have those little kids' overalls, though, you do have the option of the coat hook.
Yeah, hang them
door.
On your backpack.
You just got to hang them there and just let them sort of.
Can you imagine walking by a car and they're on either hook?
Well, no, they're on the inside of the stall door.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been okay. That'd be hilarious.
Okay, so there's
looking at Dad.
There's an option that we didn't consider because we talked about just messing yourself. We talked about leaving them in the car, or we talked about bringing them in with you. We had two separate calls that offered another solution.
All right.
Yes, I have a solution for the twin one-year-old bathroom hot lava emergency. Clearly, if you have twin one-year-olds, you have a diaper bag on hand. You have all the wipes and supplies needed. You pull off side of the road, hang your rear out the car door, make mud, wipe up, and keep going like nothing ever happened.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. That's brilliant.
Yeah, well,
till it's down the side of your car.
Well, here is a female P1 who offers a similar solution.
All right.
Hey, Hardline. I've got an answer for the Dunham Zone with small children. From experience, I can tell you that you pull over somewhere, hopefully not super public, and you open the door to the car, and you drop trowel, and you let whatever happens while the child is safely in the car, and you try to continue to talk to the child or assure them that everything is okay and nothing bad is happening. It's just sometimes you gotta go. And
Mommy just has diarrhea,
and then
honey.
You pull your pants up in disgrace and drive away like you just stole something. And that is what you do. Thank you.
Why do you have to tell the kid anything? What are they? It's not none of their business.
This girl knows how to party.
Yeah, just turn on Bluey.
Yeah, like they don't care.
Phone.
They don't. What? They're one. They don't. You don't need to explain anything to them.
It's okay. Mom's not in pain.
Yeah, they're just weeping. That is a great idea, though. I did not. And
is it a great idea? Where are you going to pull over where you can do that?
Well, and first off, it's not one door. You have to open up two.
Yeah, you have to create the virtual stall.
Yes, you do. You do. And then you do have all the goods you need for cleanliness.
Yeah.
I forgot about the diaper bag. You got a kick-ass diaper bag?
She does. I don't.
You haven't carried it around yet?
No.
You have a Raiders diaper bag?
No, yeah. It's not a leather Raiders diaper bag.
There's a Raiders store up on the concourse, the mall concourse up there, so maybe they have diaper bags.
Okay.
Surprise her for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Where's the Super Bowl merch? Maybe they have a Super Bowl diaper bag.
Has that baby ever been out of black and silver?
Oh, of course.
This is always in Raiders.
They're all like, no. Every baby, every newborn's in just nothing but pastels. Except
neutral tones.
Except Dave's.
The Dave baby.
Neutral tones.
In the Mark Van Egan baby suit.
We want him to grow up to have those spikes on the shoulder pad. Just look like the Road Warriors in the end zone. I mean, he's a quarterback, of course. But if he turns into a ticket holder.
Right, then he'll be spike shoulder back. Like
hawking animal.
All right, thank you. That truly is what the helpline is for. 214-520-HELP. We have been helped out by multiple people. Thank you very, very much. Good P1.
Yeah.